This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Consider for a moment the food you eat. Well, not so much the food you eat, but the foodstuffs that you don't eat. Organic waste is the term of art. Now, I want you to consider climate change. Methane is one of the worst of the greenhouse gases. Organic waste is a big source of methane. And what happens when that food, organic waste, doesn't have access to oxygen, like in a landfill, is that it releases methane as it rots. So enter now composting. There are states that have organic waste collection laws, but turns out that getting those food scraps from kitchens to treatment facilities and then eventually to farms to be used, it is complicated and it is a business opportunity. From KCRW here in Los Angeles, Kaylee Wells follows along.
On Trash Pickup Day, my green bin is full of orange peels, carrot tops, eggshells, and brown paper bags. The truck that picks it up looks just like a regular trash truck, and it carts it to a compost facility called Recology, 100 miles north to Bakersfield.
These are the City of LA trucks right here that are offloading right now.
Recology's general manager, Charbel Eid, drives me around the vast facility. A lot of Angelino's food scraps end up here. Los Angeles spent more than $1.6 billion on compost contracts with Recology and other companies. It sounds like a lot, but the city spent more than double that on its most recent trash hauling contracts. And this is LA. My 4 million neighbors and I make a lot of waste.
We're generating about 1,800 tons a day.
Alex Halu with LA Sanitation Department says the biggest obstacle now is getting residents to actually use those green bins.
In the city of Los Angeles, our goal right now is to increase the 1,800 tons a day to 3,000 tons a day.
And it's a good thing that LA is ahead of some of its neighbors because starting next year, California will fine cities that don't comply. The state wants to divert the organic waste heading to landfills by an ambitious 75% in the next 2 years. When my orange peels and eggshells get here, they end up in a big pile along with chicken bones and tree branches and garden scraps. It smells like, well, rotting food. The pile also includes some things that shouldn't be here. A worker in a construction helmet, a reflector vest, and thick gloves wanders around and plucks out the milk cartons and garden hoses that mistakenly ended up in the green bins, as Recology GM Charbel Eid explains.
Anything that's bigger that he can physically see, he's going to pull out and move it out of the way, and then that's what he sees.
Then the pile moves on to its next stop, the shredder. Its job is to chop up bigger pieces of waste, like tree branches and that paper bag I threw in my bin. The food waste pile then gets pushed into long rows of organic waste. Each row is twice as tall as I am and can stretch as long as 7 football fields. Every few days, the rows are turned and oxygenated so the waste can break down into compost.
And at about the 90-day mark is when we'll pull it, we'll bring it up to our screen plant, and then we'll start to screen it.
Anything larger than a quarter inch gets sifted out. This is where Recology catches those plastic produce stickers that I might have forgotten to pull off my orange peels. The result is moist, almost black, rich compost.
Now, if you're a farmer or a gardener, holy cats, man, that looks yummy to you.
Recology's PR manager, Robert Reed, says there are huge benefits to this months-long process.
Composting program saves landfill space, it reduces methane emissions.
Good for the environment, but also good for agriculture.
Compost improves soil health. That helps with growing more food, which equals food security, and it helps save water.
Oh, and that moldy, stinky food smell? Totally gone. Now the compost just smells like wet dirt, and it's loaded into a commercial dump truck and then heads to a farm down the road, where a tractor and spreader moves through an almond orchard, shooting compost over the base of the trees. Recology estimates more than 95% of its compost is used on local farms. So all those food scraps my neighbors and I dump into our green bins help grow the next generation of food. In Bakersfield, California, I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.